Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play along by yourself or find someone to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 90s, band members, and who's talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Here we go.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits of the 1990s. Each question will be worth 1 point each. Let's get to it. Question 1. Tal Bachman's hit She's So High mentions Cleopatra, Aphrodite, and what other historical figure in the chorus? Question 2. According to the 1990 hit by D-Light, groove is where? Question 3. Mark McGrath fronted what American band on hits like Every Morning and Fly? Question 4. A 1997 hit by Matchbox 20 references what time in the morning? Question 5. What 1990 hit by George Michael had a music video featuring supermodels Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, and Cindy Crawford? That concludes round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is band members. For each question, you'll be given the first names of 3 members of a popular band. They may be members past or present. Your job is to successfully identify the band. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. Chris, Johnny, and Guy. Question 7. George, Roy, and Tom. Question 8. Mick, Keith, and Ronnie. Question 9. Jared, Mikey, and Frank. Question 10. Courtney, Eric, and Patty. That concludes round 2. It's time to move on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with famous music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person who's speaking. Here we go. Question 11.
Well, my influences, I mean, growing up, I really listened to records. I listened to a lot of the blues, Etta James being one of my favorite blues singers, which I'm going to do a cover for you in a few seconds of her, a song called At Last. I listened to Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Brian McKnight. Those are my favorite vocalists. So trying to find my own sound somewhere in there.
Question 12.
Well, you know, we've had like Miles Davis on our records, and then we do a lot more hard edge stuff, so R&B, rock and roll.
I think our name is
classical, you know.
Our name comes from the Latin term, which means all-encompassing, all. We thought it was a good name for the band since we just didn't play heavy metal or just didn't play R&B. We liked all sorts of music.
Question 13.
One of my reasons for wanting to do the Diet Coke thing was, one, because I need a load of money. I've been successful in a decade where those things are all considered to be profanities, you know. I understand why it's happened. I think it's not fair on me particularly, and I maintain that being wealthy is not a right-wing act in itself.
Question 14.
The Love Below was originally a solo album, and it was supposed to be the soundtrack to a movie that myself and Brian Barber, video director, we were writing. And at the last minute, we decided that it may not be a good time to drop a solo album. So the record company says, well, I don't know if you should drop a solo album. And so Big Boy goes in and records Speaker Box, and we put it together.
Question 15.
In 4 days, I sold 500 and something thousand copies of my record worldwide. So this hard work paid off, and everybody's been working their butt off, and I'm really proud. And I'm really proud that I haven't freaked out and that I'm not about to die right now.
That's all our rounds complete. Hang around because we'll be back in just a moment to tell you all of the answers. And welcome back. It's time to reveal the answers, starting with round one, hits of the 90s. Question 1. Joan of Arc was the other woman mentioned in She's So High. Question 2. Groove is in the heart, according to D-Light. Question 3. Sugar Ray is fronted by Mark McGrath. Question 4. 3 a.m. The song was written about Rob Thomas dealing with his mother's cancer treatment as an adolescent. Question 5. Freedom 90. Tatiana Petitz and Christy Turlington also appeared in the music video. Continuing on to round 2, band members. Question 6. Chris, Johnny and Guy are all members of Coldplay. Question 7. George, Roy, and Tom are all members of supergroup The Traveling Wilburys. Question 8. Mick, Keith, and Ronnie are all from the Rolling Stones. Question 9. Jared, Mikey, and Frank are members of My Chemical Romance. Question 10. Courtney, Eric, and Patty are from the band Hole. For our final round today, you were looking to identify the music star who was talking. Here are the answers. Question 11. Christina Aguilera, discussing her influences. Question 12. Toto, or Steve Lukather and Jeff Porcaro specifically, discussing the band's eclectic sound. Question 13. George Michael discussing the ramifications of doing high-paying commercials. Question 14. Andre 3000 from Outkast discussing their successful Jewel album Speakerbox The Love Below. Question 15. Avril Lavigne discussing the success of her first album Let It Go. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to leave us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.